How are you? Nice to see you. Mwah. Mwah.
So welcome. Nice to see
nice
you.
Nice to see you.
I'm so excited to do this.
I'm so excited for you to be here. Thank you.
Welcome, Earth Sustaining viewers, to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. Not too long ago, we took a short trip from our television studios in Los Angeles, California, to spend the afternoon with our friend and world-renowned yogini, Ms. Rainbow Mars. As a contemporary yoga instructor and global ambassador for Adidas, Rainbow has taken the ancient practice of yoga to new heights, proving that it is just as physically conditioning as any athletic sport. She travels the world instructing yoga, has been featured on numerous covers and pages of international publications, and has an extensive celebrity clientele list with names like David Duchovny and Ben Stiller. She invited us over and gave us a tour of her home, a sneak peek of the Rainbow Mars Adidas clothing line, as well as shared her insights on the importance of yoga in modern day life. Let's find out more about this successful vegan yogini and global fitness ambassador.
How did you become interested in yoga?
My mother practiced yoga with me every day when she was pregnant. She drank a glass of carrot and beet juice and did yoga with me. And I don't know if she did that with my sister, but immediately when she was pregnant with me, every day she did yoga. My mom is a very well-known and published author and writer about nutrition and the holistic lifestyle.
So she's a vegan?
She's a vegan, yeah. We were raised primarily vegan.
How is it for you to be raised that way?
When I look back upon it, I realize the value and the pricelessness of having that knowledge just bestowed upon you rather than having to seek it out and learn from someone else. Mm-hmm. Just to have a deeper understanding of your health. So holistic living, taking care, understanding that what you are, what you eat, and what you put in your mouth will have an effect on not just how you look, but how you mm-hmm. think. Mm-hmm. And for me, it became very clear as a yoga practitioner how I felt, how things absorbed into my body, how I assimilated or didn't assimilate food. So it's really one. So that's my yoga. It's all my yoga. It's all my unification. And as I'm on this journey towards consistently becoming more of who I really am, I've gotten better about eliminating the things that are going to get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And eating flesh for me is one of them.
You say like yoga means union.
Mm-hmm.
Does yoga somehow serve as a bridge between the physical and metaphysical and the spiritual?
Yeah, I mean, to me, all things are one, and I feel close to understanding that we are not just physical beings. Yoga absolutely fuses the body-mind connection and helps us be more and more aware of us being channels of something greater that's happening.
So you teach what you name Rayoka. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Rayoka, which it means the integration of the sun, and the sun is our closest star, is about bringing out and enhancing whatever it is that you do, but helping you do it better. So it's about you being a star. Rayoka is a hybrid of the therapeutic benefits of yoga enhanced with core conditioning and martial arts movement. So it's designed to improve our core and balance muscles while also enhancing our flexibility.
So you have a background in martial arts and dance also?
I have a very strong background in yoga, I would say. I've studied with some of the best teachers in the world, and I've been studying martial arts and core conditioning. I studied core conditioning with an Olympic-level speed skater when I was about, I don't know, maybe a decade ago. And then I've also studied martial arts with several black belt, Jeet Kune Do, Jiu-Jitsu, Tai Chi, and I found that I wanted to fuse all of these things together so that I could get some of the explosive and empowering benefits of the practice. I have a 5-year-old daughter, so I don't have time anymore to do an hour of yoga for the calm and do an hour of weightlifting and then do some cardio and then do a bunch of kicks other places. So I found a way to like, okay, if I have an hour a day, mm-hmm. hopefully an hour and a half, I can fuse all of these things together and work on different variations of it.
So you've taught yoga to many known athletes and faces in the entertainment industry.
I think that celebrities tended to be drawn to the work that I was offering because of that, because I was helping them get that extra edge in helping them become better artists and better actors or know themselves more. So it's just been a real privilege. I mean, the athletes, that's very public, because I did a video with Leila Ali and Steffi Graf. That's the part of the Adidas campaign, Play Yoga. Boy, makes you wanna move those dancing feet. Sun shining, the weather is sweet, yeah. Boy, makes you wanna move those dancing feet. There is something about the practice when applied first that helps teach your body proper alignment and awareness so you can avoid injury. It improves your focus, your coordination, and your balance. So therefore, you do those things and then you're going to do whatever you do better. And as far as the many celebrities that I've had a privilege to spend time with, I've also have heard things like, you know, it's helped me become a better bassist, it's helped me be a better actor, like it's helped me understand my vehicle more. So when you go inside and you use the tools of Ryoka to open yourself up, then you do your job and you're gonna enhance, you're gonna just do whatever you do better. So. Go ahead.
I think by practicing yoga, people will be more maybe purified.
Absolutely.
And go natural to a, yeah. to a vegan diet.
I think absolutely that's a really good point. That's like my quote of this year, like get on the mat and it will all come. You're not going to stop smoking if you don't get on the mat. Mm-hmm. You're not going to stop, but you get on the mat and you see what's there. You think everything is going great until you get on the mat and you start to breathe and you start to move your body and you're like, wow, what is all this stuff? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't say, why do all the work? So it's about you get on the mat and you end up having a really clear perspective of how all the other things in your life are affecting you. What you eat, what you thought, how you are in your relationships, you know, all of that, and then you change your life. The cigarettes fall away.
We're going to go for a few stretches. We'll be right back with Miss Rainbow Mars on Vegetarian Elite after this short message.
Hi, I'm Rainbow Mars. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Welcome back to Supreme Master Television and our interview with world-renowned yoga expert, Rainbow Mars, on Vegetarian Elite.
So, talking about your daughter, her name is Jane?
Her name is Kiara Jade Destiny Mars. Kiara Jade Destiny Mars, yeah.
She also practicing? Do you teach her yoga as well?
Yeah, she's really cool. Her first sentence that she ever said, she was only speaking in words, and I was driving her in the car and I was like, okay Jade, tomorrow we're gonna go to kids yoga and then we're gonna go, she goes, mama, in the backseat, I know, like yoga. And I'm like, okay, totally cool actually, but what I was more impressed with was the sentence, like a complete linear sentence. And I pull over my car and I'm like, okay, you don't like yoga? And she says, yoga's for the lights on. And she goes, my lights are on. I kid you not. And I was just like, Like, I think wow. tears. I was like, okay, so what do you want to do? And she's like, I dance. And I was like, okay, we're going to get you in dance classes.
She's vegan since her birth?
She just chose that. So you need a brush. Hold on a second. Do you want big brushes or little brushes? Please. Okay. Okay, my love. Here are your brushes. Isn't this exciting? You've been wanting to do this one for a while. Okay. Okay, wait, and here's the water. And here's the colors. And you can paint the paper too. Is there any more colors that you need?
Yeah.
So very focused. She gets very into her art, so.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah, so I was gonna show you a little bit about my home. This is, it's all feng shuied too. Like, the plants are in the way because you're not supposed to have the main fire of your house get like dissolved in other areas. So the plants are connecting the energy, collecting it. I just mostly make a lot of live foods. I use like raw chocolate powders, and I have gluten-free ice cones, yerba mate. I have all healthy cereal, lots of herbs and spices. This is my room, and I wanted a rose room, pink. This bed is from Tibet, and I actually ordered it when I was at Disneyland, and I only saw the picture of it, and when it arrived, like, and it was already set up, I saw that it had a rainbow on it with the sun, so it was totally meant to be my bed, and that just kind of turned out perfectly. This is just a few elements of the new signature line. I picked all the colors and the fabrics and the feels, and it's super soft. You'll find that when you live, you want to live in these clothes, and my signature is always on each of the pieces. But I mean, you can feel, yeah. This is just super comfortable.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, these pants are like, you know, you want to live in them. And I used particular design elements so that you could also feel feminine and flattering. I have this without the one strap as well, just with the low V cut. So just kind of always in process. These come out this week, so that's super exciting.
Wow.
These shoes I can show you. Well, obviously what I'm wearing, this comes out in the new line, and then we have these in different colors. This is the color swatches. So it's orange, orchid, and earth. This color's called earth. I wanted to stay away from too many blacks. And then we have, you know, a full operation back here. We have Marcy and Kaya are doing something fantastic. I don't know what you guys are doing. What are you guys doing?
So can I just run your photo show with Howard?
Oh.
Yes, we are picking out photos.
So we have, these are some more pictures of the spring-summer line. This is like a shoot we just did in the spring-summer line at the beach. And we're just kind of playing. You know, there's always bad pictures. These are the unedited ones that you do, but.
Thank you, viewers, for accompanying our visit with Yogini extraordinaire and vegan, Rainbow Mars, on today's Vegetarian Elite. Join us again next week for part two of our afternoon with Rainbow as we continue our chat and get the mats out to do some yoga. Now, please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. May light and laughter color the canvas of your life.